welcome back to it. Good to have you here. My next guest, right on the front lines of a lot of action in Washington, D.C., Congressman John Molinar of Michigan here joining me. He represents Michigan's 4th Congressional District, a front row to the swamp. Congressman, welcome to it.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be with you this morning.
Good to have you back, sir. Always a pleasure. You always have a smile on your face, and you are a happy warrior, I think is a good way to put it, which I appreciate. There it is. I can hear it. You're smiling. You're having good things happening. I laughed out loud yesterday, I did, reading a note from Dan Kildee, one of your counterparts. He is a Democrat from the 5th Congressional District. Taking a credit was Dan Kildee and the Democrats for USMCA. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. But they, you know, they read that Donald Trump had put forth this terrible plan, and it was awful, and thank God for the leadership of Nancy Pelosi and Dan Kildee to get it done and do something good for America. What do you say to that?
Well, I have to say, I'm glad the Democrats supported the legislation. It was bipartisan, but I will say that Speaker Pelosi took a year before she was willing to bring it to the floor, and the president has led consistently on this. He was the one who negotiated the deal with the leadership of Canada and Mexico, and Mexico came out of the blocks, and they supported it, and Canada was waiting to see what we were going to do. And so the fact that the speaker held it up for a year and went through the impeachment process and all this, it did dramatically slow things down, and unfortunately, we didn't have that benefit for a year. So
sure, but
I'm pleased the president stayed with it, has been leading all the way, and it's really good for Michigan, and it's good for America.
And let me remind everyone that's with the broadcast today, Republicans and Democrats across the board, many, many people told the president, you can't do it. That will never happen. You will never be able to pull that off. That will just never happen. It's not possible. And here I am watching 3 years of constant attacks on Donald Trump, and he continues to check off big things on the list, whether it's tax reform or creating security at the southern border or USMCA. I mean, this is a huge deal, isn't it?
It really is. And when you look at how the economy is responding to President Trump's leadership with, you know, low unemployment, rising wages, and Michigan workers are continuing to thrive under his leadership. And this Mexico-Canada agreement is huge. Also, phase one of the agreement with China means a lot for agriculture and for fair trade. And the president promised he would make sure that our trading partners treated us fairly and for American jobs, and he's done that.
Yeah, late last year, I discussed this very idea with the president in the Oval Office, and, you know, then he was frustrated that the Democrats had put a roadblock on it. But, of course, the day that the articles of impeachment are voted out, they come up and say, oh, we're ready to sign this. We're ready to agree or whatever. It's one distraction after another, and yet I look at what this president has done just since the impeachment trial has begun in this week. Been to Davos for the World Economic Summit, did the March for Life, first sitting president to do that, unveiled the Middle East peace plan, went to a rally in New Jersey, signs USMCA yesterday, coming to Michigan today. I assume you'll see him here. Then an Iowa rally tonight in Des Moines. I mean, he is just going, but he's coming to Michigan today to take, and I think it's a well-earned victory lap, right?
It really is, and it helps people understand how beneficial this trade deal is for Michigan. When you think of our manufacturing and the fact that this is going to encourage more parts, auto parts, more manufacturing in Michigan, the whole supply chain for our manufacturing that's based here, agriculture wins a big win when you look at new markets for our agricultural products, especially our dairy products in Canada, which has really been a closed-off market, and this opens up new doors. And so I think for agriculture, for manufacturing, this is a home run, and the president really brought it across the finish line.
And that's good news. So where is he going to be? What's the event today? Bring everybody up to speed.
Well, he's going to be in Warren, Michigan, and he's going to be touring auto manufacturing Dana Corporation. and really talking about what this new trade agreement means for fair trade, for workers, for jobs, for Michigan. And it's something that, you know, it's took a long time to negotiate, but it's a great deal for America.
Yeah. It's good news for Michigan, too, because nobody has the trading with Canada, for example, that we have here in Michigan. Our biggest trading partner, obviously, we're surrounded by Ontario. I hope they're not fixing to invade.
And it's so good because when you look at the supply chain in manufacturing, all throughout my district, I go and visit businesses and learn about what products they're making. It is amazing how our supply chain for manufacturing creates jobs here and is in markets all over the world. And as you mentioned, Canada and Mexico are such important, vital trading partners, and to have a good trade agreement there really adds stability and certainty to our workforce.
It's critical. Congressman John Molinar here from Michigan's 4th Congressional District. He'll be on the victory tour. Are you flying in with him?
Well, you know, we have votes this morning here in Washington, D.C. I expect to be spending some time with him, but we'll just see how the day unfolds. But very excited that he's coming to Michigan and hope to be part of that visit.
There you go. Congressman John Molinar, always appreciate you being here, sir. And I do like your attitude. You always have a smile on your face. You're always positive and upbeat. And I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Again, the USMCA. The president was told by Republicans and Democrats, you can't do that. That's a fool's errand. That's never going to happen. Well, guess what? Not only did it happened in a way under his leadership that went and got more things done than most people expected. It's a tremendous improvement. It's not perfect by any stretch. They never are. But it's a far better deal than what we had with NAFTA. That's for sure. 52 after. Wrap up the second hour right after this.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal: to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.